Maybe I could ask you if you could pick a few patients from your practice that you could sort of present here that we could sort of chat about to get a better idea of how you approach this on an individual basis.
Right. I saw a patient about 2 years ago, semi-retired farmer. I don't think they ever really retire. And he came in with high-risk disease. He was transfusion-dependent. He had excess blasts, 11 or 12%. He had a high-risk karyotype.
How long had he been managed at that point when you saw him?
He'd been managed only for about 2 or 3 months. I think as soon as he became platelet transfusion-dependent, that really made them nervous, and then they were willing to travel and get an additional opinion.
How did he present initially?
Fatigue and shortness of breath. He was anemic.
What was his life situation? How old was he? What was he doing?
He was in his 70s, and he was a farmer, but he still continued to be very active. And he'd notice when he'd go out in the fields, or particularly when working with sheep, that he would help the ewes deliver the lambs, that it was just too much physical work for him, and it never had been before.
I'm curious, related to our discussion before about, you know, calling this cancer or not, what happened in this situation when you chatted with him?
Well, he asked me that actually in the very first visit, which some patients do. Do I have a form of cancer? And I explained to him really essentially, yes. I mean, you have higher risk disease. If we don't do anything about this, the likelihood of you developing leukemia within the next year is quite high. And so, you know, I would consider this similar to a cancer. But I did explain to him that unlike a solid tumor, where the biggest issue is metastases and perineoplastic manifestations, that this is a different eel. I mean, it's something where we need to pay attention to your blood counts, and so it's different from cancer in the sense that he was thinking of it.
Now, did he come by himself, or he had a spouse, or who was
there?
He did.
He had a very anxious spouse.
And were they out on the internet looking for information, or are they just more doctor tell me about it?
I think probably because they were a little more senior, they were more doctor tell me about it, but their children were out there on the internet looking, which is, I think, a pretty typical scenario.
So how did you assess the situation?
Well, his disease, when I assessed it using the IPSS score, he was intermediate 2, so he was in the higher risk group.
How do you come up with that number?
So you add together 3 different scores. You get a certain number of points for the blast count. You get a certain number of points for whether your cytogenetics are good risk, intermediate risk, or higher risk. And you get a certain number of points for whether you've just got anemia or you've got 2 or 3 cytopenias in this case. So he got 0.5 point for having pancytopenia. He got an additional point for having a high-risk karyotype. And then there was an additional point for his blast count. So he ended up, I think, with 2.5 as his IPSS score, which put him in that intermediate 2 high-risk group.